Football Talk on the Fan is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday on CBS and Paramount Plus all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. Voice guy said it. My eyes confirm it. Doug Whaley in the flesh. What up, Doug? Football tomorrow.
Football? Football tomorrow. But I will say this. I'm going to go see Skeens against the Dodgers.
Ooh. Yeah, I would do that.
I mean, now the weather is iffy, but that's why you got to love technology. You're going to have the phone and watching the football and watch Skeens and the Dodgers. It's going to be a great night as long as it doesn't rain on me.
Wainer said he doesn't watch the Steelers when he's doing the broadcasts.
Well, he's working, though.
Oh, please. I've been at weddings watching my stupid-ass football team. It's never been easier.
Have you had to narrate the wedding to an audience while you're watching football?
Good point by you.
I'm just saying.
I bet you check scores.
Oh,
yeah, of course you check
during
the score.
During a break, yeah.
And think about it now. If you happen to miss a game, between social media, ESPN, and everything else, you're going to get the gist of it.
Yeah.
You're going to find out the best plays and everything.
Since I have cognizantly been a fan, so since like 1997, there's only one regular season game I haven't watched, and that was when the Steelers played the Buccaneers and Brett Kiesel had a pick six. And it's because we were traveling back from a West Virginia LSU game that we lost, and I missed the game. Listened to it on the radio. It's the only time.
So you didn't miss the game. You still listened to it.
Yeah, but I didn't watch it with my own two eyes.
You've watched every Steelers game since 97.
Absolutely, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I can't miss a Steeler game. I can't miss a West Virginia game. I've watched some West Virginia games on tape delay. Like,
have you watched every West Virginia game since 97?
No, since I went to school there. Some on tape delay, though. We were going through baby classes that we had. Before Nora was born, we went to baby classes, you know, how to swaddle, those kind of deals. And they were always Saturday afternoons. It drove me nuts. Because one Saturday, it was West Virginia, NC State, and Pitt, Penn State.
Oh.
And I couldn't watch either. And I taped them, but I got it spoiled on the way home when I went to get gas.
Yeah.
And a family friend was wearing a Penn State jersey. And she's like, oh, how about West Virginia? I was like, don't tell me. She's like, oh, well, Pitt. I was like, oh, my God. Jerk. Anyway, what were we talking about? It's never been easier to be a football fan.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Or a sports fan, let's just say.
Yeah.
Because you're going to, even at that baby class when they have the bathroom bake, go in and check X, Instagram. Oh, look at those highlights. Whoa, whoa, whoa. NFL. All right. Let's go back. How do you swaddle this guy?
My thing is, if I don't watch the game, I always feel like they're going to lose.
Superstition.
Yeah.
You feel like you have something to do with it.
Mm-hmm.
I just am a nervous Nelly about everything in my life. I feel like they need my eyeballs on that TV set.
They need your nervousness on the TV set to help them overcome the difficulties of whoever they're playing against.
And I'll tell you, there's no more nervous moment in a sports fan life than when you can't watch the game and you're looking up the score. When you're looking up the score of a game you did not watch, and it's like, oh my God, please.
And like 10 minutes goes by because you have to do something, and you're like, oh my gosh, I've like 10 minutes has like gone by. I wonder what has happened. Let me open this app real quick.
Right.
And you're kind of like, when's that? You're like, it's like okay.
The Bucks are up 6-3.
Right.
And the bullpen's coming in, and it's a big game. So it must be March or April. And it's like, oh, you can't check the score for another 20 minutes. It's nerve wracking.
I'm not super tech savvy, but they do have alerts now.
I hate the alerts, too.
Why don't you like the alerts? You can get alert anytime there's a run scored.
I want it when I want it. I don't want it when they give it.
Sounds like the ladies to you.
What up? You can text us, brought to you by Edgar Steiner and Associates in Personal Injury.
I'm sorry I had to take that shot.
Where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. All right, so we are expecting Cam Hayward to speak today. We're going to get a practice report around 4 o'clock after Steelers practice and find out whether or not Cam Hayward did practice. Do you think he'd really miss games?
Man, I've been going battling back and forth for this since the start of the week. If he's really dug in to what he says he is, then he has to. If I think it would be a colossal mistake. I already think it's a colossal mistake for him to hold in after signing last year. Everybody agrees with that. But now you're going to damage your reputation and then don't go the full way. So what are you doing? What did you try to accomplish? The squeaky wheel and just say, I want more money, but I'm still going to pay? Then you could have just done that internally. You could have went to the Rooneys, Coach Tomlin, Omar, and said, hey, I'm not happy. Let's try to figure something out and not put it out in the public, because the damage he's done to his overall persona in the Pittsburgh market is not worth what he's going to get.
Right.
Because we know the Steelers aren't going to budge that much. They're not giving him a new contract. And now you've damaged it and you haven't accomplished anything because you're going to go play and not get any money. So there's another misfire. So whoever his team is, there should be somebody out there knocking on and saying, listen, your team around you, you need to take a serious look at their whoever's telling you what to do. Or even if it's coming up to you, somebody's got to be starting coming around saying, that's not the way to go about it.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at the long-term effect, your short-term, yeah, you can try to get some more money. But in the end, it's the long game. How can you maximize your earning potential in this city? And that's not the way to do it.
Who do you think has a leg up right now, the Steelers or Cam?
Oh, Steelers.
You think they do? You don't think that they need him for Sunday?
They need him, but I'll tell you this much. It would go back against what they have been about from day one, and they don't want to set that precedent. So they'll say, hey, listen, we'll go out with our guys because we believe in Y.A. Black. We believe in Benton. We believe in those guys. And they're ready to step up because if you were hurt, which you have been before, we're going to need them anyway. So let's find out what we got.
I'd call his bluff now. Absolutely, I'd call his bluff now because I don't think he'd miss games.
Mm-mm.
And they haven't done the contract negotiation in a season thing.
No.
And you want to talk about precedents? That's one that, hey, if they were going to cave, you slide them the money quietly at some point. You ain't if he misses a game, they're not paying him.
Mm-mm.
No way.
Nope.
But on principle, on what they've stood for, there's no, like, him missing games ain't going to get him paid.
No.
It's just going to piss everybody off.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I'd have paid him before.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have slid him the money before. You talk about handling it quietly, Doug. If he had stayed on them and his agent had stayed on them and they kept it behind closed doors, do you think they'd be more inclined to pay him than with this mess that has now been caused?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You keep everything in-house, especially something like this when you're asking the Steelers organization to do something that they're diametrically opposed to doing, but because of the equity that you built in this city with this team, let's just do it behind closed doors. No one has to know. And that's how you do things like that the right way. And there's always ways where it can be a win-win. And the way he's going about it, and especially if he sits out, he doesn't care about the Steelers. He just wants to win. Which, hey, I'm not mad at him. I mean, he's closer to the end than the beginning, and you have to maximize your earning potential as a football player as much as you can, because there's a day where you can't play.
Mm-hmm.
Father Time's going to get you. So I don't begrudge him that way. It's just the way you go about it, especially knowing your audience and knowing who you're dealing with. There's got to be there's a better way and there's a right way to get that done.
Mike Tomlin feels like he's going to play.
Yes, he does.
He feels like he's going to play. So maybe they know something that we don't know. Maybe there's a handshake deal that gets done today or tomorrow. But, I personally can't see him sitting in street clothes and watching his teammates go to battle.
So, all right. So if he does play, what did he do? What's the point?
Well, I mean, I feel like the same way with Boswell. Boswell did the same thing, right? He just ended up playing.
Mm-hmm.
He held out for like, I mean, it's not like those guys were going to practice anyways.
Right.
I'm very confused. We pushed Boswell to the side because it's a kicker and, you know, Cam Hayward took precedent over that, but I'm still confused by Boswell's somewhat holding.
Unless Boswell and his agent went to Omar and Omar said, the day the whistle blows on our last game, we'll be on the phone. And because you know how we do it. You'll have a year left. We know you've outperformed your contract. You're the best kicker in the league. We'll take care of you. All right, cool. Boom, handshake deal. That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm confused with a guy, a 15-year vet, knowing being here with the Steelers as long as he has, knowing how they operate. who gave him this advice to attack it this way.
I get why he did it. I understand the why.
Yeah, I get the why.
I don't understand the how he's gone about it. Exactly, the process. And just for bleeps and giggles, or maybe you want to cry in your coffee this morning, Steelers' defensive line against the Jets, if Cam Hayward were to sit, why a black Isaiah Loudermilk, Keanu Benton? Mm-hmm. Not ideal.
But they drafted all those guys, right? These are the future guys. Like when you drafted Aaron Smith, fifth rounder, came up, started. So let's start that player development.
Oh,
let's see that.
I'm excited about Keanu Benton in year three. I'm really excited about Y.A. Black.
All right.
Loudermilk.
Well, but again, this will shine light on player development.
Well, what if he sits out and those guys that they drafted and developed do good? Yeah. What does that say? Does that say, like, all right, Cam, like, are you going to come back and play? Because you're going to come back and play, but next year, we just proved that we don't really need you.
Exactly. And guess what? Every game you sit out, you're paying us money. We can't forgive those fines.
Yeah, it's like $750,000 bucks or something like that.
Yeah, I don't think he's
going to
sit.
You're missing game check.
I don't think he's going to sit. No way.
But again, so what'd he do?
Regardless, I can't wait. Hopefully he does talk today. If he does, I cannot wait to hear what he has to say. Mm-hmm. I tried and failed, or maybe they'll announce an agreement. I don't know that I would expect that. Now, at this point, if I'm Omar Khan and we got to this point, I'd say, all right, Cam, sit out. You going to sit out?
Yeah.
No, he's not going to. And if he does, I think Tomlin, his answer yesterday was twofold. One, he probably does expect Cam to play.
Oh, he definitely does.
But if Cam doesn't play, big surprise to me, Mr. Tomlin. Big surprise to our organization, even though he said we'll see on his podcast. Much more ground to cover with Doug Whaley. You can tweet us any questions. For Doug, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And as always, the Fan Morning Show brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Wait till you hear what Ben had to say on his podcast about this Steelers team and its ceiling.
This team is built to go to a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
They built this team to make a run right now. And so, could it happen? Absolutely. There's some other really good teams out there, though. We don't even touch like the what are the Chiefs gonna look like? What are the Bills gonna look like? It's just early right now, but I definitely think we get in the postseason. I think this is the year we get our first postseason win in a long time. I think so.
That's the headline, man.
That is the headline. Ben Roethlisberger on his podcast with Spence saying that absolutely the Steelers could go to the Super Bowl. We sort of talked about this a couple of weeks ago, Doran, where the Steelers were power ranked in that category right below like the top contenders. And it said, needs a break or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, maybe more than a break, maybe a couple of breaks. Are we buying what Ben is selling here that the Steelers could find their way to the Super Bowl?
75% of NFL fan base right now believes the same thing. That's why the NFL is such a juggernaut. Everybody feels they got a chance. Chicago feels they have a chance. You got a chance, absolutely. But when you realistically look at it, the depth of unbelievable teams in the AFC, your roster is north of 30 for a lot of major positions that you're going to need to have perform at a high level to get to the Super Bowl. The history of the Steelers and Coach Tomlin's teams lately taking a nosedive at the end of the season and not hitting their strides in December and January football. And again, you're dependent on a 41, soon to be 42-year-old quarterback, and that history isn't looking good. So, if you want to make some money, the odds are great. If you realistically want to look at it, I think what he said at the end, the bigger question is, can they finally win a playoff game? I'm not looking at Super Bowl. That's just me.
I look at it like this every single year. If there's a foundation of a good franchise and you'll get the anomalies, like you'll get it this year, you'll have a franchise that sneaks in like the Bears or something like that hasn't been good for a long time. But if you have like a stable franchise, like, I don't know, the Chargers, they're a stable franchise, right? And I hate to say this, I said this last week or 2 weeks ago, in order for you to make it to a Super Bowl, the luck has to be on your side, but it has to be injury luck. And you have to stay healthy. Like, that's the only way. Like, if you're the Steelers and they are a stable franchise, and they get to a playoff every year and they lose. In order for them to get to a Super Bowl this year, Lamar Jackson has to get hurt. And I do not want to see any of this happen, obviously. Mm-hmm. I make that clear. But this is the way that I think that if you want to say a team needs a break, it is because of injury. Lamar Jackson would have to get hurt. Joe Burrow probably would have to get hurt or miss a couple games. Josh Allen would have to miss a couple games. Patrick Mahomes would have to miss a couple games. Mm-hmm. That's the only way.
Like Brady 08.
Like Brady 08. Yeah. Like, that's the only way. That's to me, is catching a break. Where
and, you and have Aaron Rodgers got to stay healthy.
And then you have to stay healthy, right?
Yeah.
Then you have to stay healthy throughout the whole entire season. That's the only way.
And your core is, like I said, north of 30. And that's a very high ask to get a core group of north of 30 guys to stay healthy for 18 weeks.
Unless you
days.
Feel like you have some great depth. Unless yeah. you, unless your depth comes through and it and shows that they can play and pick up the slack for a couple games. If, say, like Jonnu Smith is hurt and, say, Pat Freiermuth does pop off for like three games, or Connor Hayward goes in there and, you know, supplements what Jonnu Smith did, or Calvin Austin goes off while DK Metcalf's out for a game. Like, unless that stuff happens, yeah, you don't have a chance.
And it's show me depth too. Like, they might feel like they got depth. You need to show.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Like, no could doubt. Calvin Austin pop? Sure, of course. Could Roman Wilson take a massive step? I mean, shoot, massive step from nothing last year. Yeah, of course. I ain't buying any of that unless I see it.
It was interesting. I don't know if you guys noticed listening to Tomlin yesterday when they brought up the number two receiver. His first was, well, Jonnu Smith, Freiermuth. So that lets me know it's not the number two wide receiver. It's the second wide receiver, second receiving option.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to be the tight end
mm-hmm.
until Calvin or Roman burst on the scene and show that they can be that number two. That's what I gleaned from that conversation.
So did I. And Pony Muller played Tomlin's clip from 2024 talking about the receivers. Oh my God, it's the same thing. It's the same thing. Oh, we have faith in Van Jefferson. We have faith in Calvin Austin the third. And then Van Jefferson had like one catch in that first game and did pretty much nothing all year long. I wonder if there was such a thing as truth serum, if Tomlin really believes they can win the Super Bowl this year.
I think, yeah.
You think he does?
Yeah, every year. Coaches up.
Yeah.
Do you think Omar Khan buys that?
Yeah.
That they can win the whole thing?
Mm-hmm.
Especially with the moves they made, they're looking like, let's make a run at it.
I think the only way they can believe it is if they've convinced themselves, because I just don't think realistically they can, but I do believe that they believe it.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're okay.
Crazier things have happened, though. Like, that's the thing. Like, that's how, I mean, crazier things have happened.
Sure. I didn't think that Washington would be in the Final Four last year. I didn't have Denver, my God, when the Steelers played them, winning more than a handful of games. So, yeah. Stuff like that happens. Cincinnati a couple of years ago going to the Super Bowl, of course. But realistically, they're not on the short list. And I think Rodgers actually has it the most correct out of everybody. When he says most years, there's like five or six teams you really think could win the Super Bowl. Some years, there's 10 to 12. And I think we're in that 10 to 12 range. I think that's the most realistic view of the team that I've heard. Certainly out of anybody on the team. But with the hoi polloi, too, I think Rodgers nailed that.
All right, here's a question. If they make it to the Super Bowl, will this team put the city on the highest of highs of any other Super Bowl team because of the unexpected nature of that Super Bowl run?
Man.
Yes, because of the storylines.
Storylines and everything that went down.
Starting with Rodgers and then trading for DK. Like, we'll probably talk about it every day starting from March.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we'll start from March and we'll do it every single week leading up, or we'll do it every day leading up to Super Bowl. Like, man, you know, whenever they got DK and then they drafted this guy and then they got Aaron Rodgers and then they got Jalen Ramsey and then they got Jonnu Smith and then Cam Hayward held out. And then actually before that, TJ Watt held out and then Cam Hayward held out, and then Boswell. And then we're like, "Let's all this happened, and they figured out a way." Yeah, and then Aaron Rodgers, you know, going off on his parade of retirement for sure.
And then everybody, it still won't happen. And everybody can back off of Tomlin for a little bit. But
you're good forever now.
Yeah,
you're good forever now. You win another championship, you're good forever. I think it's not like he won't be in the Hall of Fame either way. I mean, the way you're talking about that, that's like when the Penguins won in 16. Oh, remember Kessel. Remember Hornquist?
Yeah.
Remember Trevor Daley?
Absolutely.
And how it all came together?
Right.
I I guess I'll play devil's advocate. It'd be hard to top if Rodgers came in here and won a damn Super Bowl.
That's what I said. It would be the most hyped Super Bowl run.
With Ben, when he won in 05, because he did it in year two, the youngest quarterback ever to win a Super Bowl, it was like, how many can he get? Like it was, we're celebrating what happened.
Yeah, but you
but
see
you're
the
looking ahead. Yeah.
Just like when Sid wins in 09, and you sort of, as a young fan in my formative years, I mean, I'm in high school at the end of high school, and it's like, oh, they're gonna do this damn thing every year. Except, guess what? It's really damn hard.
There it is, and that's what you know, Dorn. But the public out there and us in the media have to realize it is so hard to win in sports, and more importantly, it's so hard to win in professional sports, because there is a saying, they get paid too. So the people in New York right now are saying, these guys got, they can win. Everybody's searching for that trophy. So, and everybody's climbing to get that. So it is hard. So we can sit there and say, oh, they should do this, they should win this, and they should be better and better. No, it's sports. It's tough to win and win consistently and to win a championship.
The reason why I think it would leapfrog 2005 when Ben's second year is because, and we talk about the storyline wouldn't stop because it would lead right into the Steelers hosting the draft and drafting the future with some of the parts that won a Super Bowl.
Plus,
like, think about how insane the next year would be.
And then plus, yeah, I think Rodgers would come back to try to repeat.
If he comes back, even more of a storyline, because then you have a young quarterback
that
underneath Rodgers.
Yep.
Like, it would just be one of the best years, I think, in Steelers history.
And that's where I'm saying it will set the foundation to consistently compete. If they can make a nice, strong run and then start getting that quarterback, and all, like, Y.E. Black starts to show that he can do it. Johnson starts to show he can do it. All these young players, Roman Wilson, come up. Now you're in the offensive line. Now you're like, wait a minute. This isn't just patchwork. We got something that can be tried and true and consistently compete.
Yeah.
I'm super excited then.
Yeah, I mean, Frank, and we'll get into this more as the week goes on, but if your offensive line comes together and plays well, and your defensive line comes together and plays well, and you win a playoff game, I can live with it, because next year you're going to go try to get the guy.
Yeah,
I don't mind their plan for this season. I really don't. But you better hit on the guy, and you still better damn win a playoff game. It's about time.
Should we talk about the performances of the guys in the draft coming out next year from last week?
You know what, Doug? We should do that.
Yeah.
And we will do that. There's only one GM in the NFL doesn't think they had a chance to win the Super Bowl this year, by the way. This is day one of Titans training camp.
Simple question. The team you put on the field tomorrow, can that team win the Super Bowl?
Listen, that's always the goal every year.
Yeah.
We also realize we have a lot of work to do on this roster.
He's honest.
He was honest, but you know what? You know what I'd say? I'd probably answered it the right way, I guess. Yeah. But what I'm telling my guys is, with Cam Ward, I'm going, look what Jaden Daniels did last year.
Yeah.
If I'm in the locker room, I'm preaching to the guys, that's what I say. Now, I don't know I want to put that undue expectations on that rookie quarterback. Year one, you better be in the Final Four, but that's what I'm telling my guys, I think.
Yeah, there's always a possibility. But we're working to get better every single day. That's what you guys say.
We'll get Doug's thoughts on the draftable quarterbacks when we come back. Oh! Breaking news. Oh! And it is Cam Hayward related. Jets right guard Elijah Vera Tucker has suffered a potentially serious injury, could miss significant time, according to Diana Rossini. So he's not going to play this week for the Jets. Starting right guard and a team captain. So you hate to see that, first of all. But, I mean, Cam Hayward come back, play against a backup right guard, he going to eat. And we know that the Jets want to run the football a ton with Justin Fields and the two backs that they got, Breece Hall and Braylon Allen. So that's gonna be tough. That's going to be tough for the Jets. And we're just talking about breaks that you need. Now, the Steelers are a favorite anyhow to beat the Jets. I'm not sure an injury like this to an offensive lineman moves the line or anything like that, but that's definitely a big deal. And if Cam Hayward doesn't play, it's going to be an easier job for the Isaiah Loudermilks of the world.
Yes, indeed. I'll look at it this way. I don't think that has any bearing on if Cam will play or not.
No.
But it, like you're saying, it does make the road a little easier for whoever replaces Cam to really make sure that level expectation doesn't dip.
And we'll hear from Cam. I think locker room opens at 10:15, I want to say. So we're expecting to hear from Cam Hayward today. But should Cam Hayward suit up and play, his day got a little bit easier there because Elijah Vera Tucker's a good player and a team captain for the Jets. We all watch college football, a ton of it this weekend. Doug, your first blush at this quarterback class, because it wasn't smooth sailing for all those guys. In fact, most of them struggled.
Absolutely, and it just shows you how the media could pump people up, and then there's actual play on the field and evaluation. So to me, out of all those guys, the one I would put this week after week one, again, I'm not saying this is how it's going to end, but after week one with play on the field, I'd have to say Nussmeier may be number one right now.
What about Sellers?
Sellers, I'd have him number two. Yeah. And then and it's a little early because you don't know how North Carolina is, but that guy from TCU, Dixon or whatever his name is.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he'd be number three. Again, this is, but it goes off of play, not off of name, a.k.a. Manning, and starting two games. And people are still making excuses for it.
I know.
It's about play. You can say, well, I think he can do this. I believe because of his pedigree. But until you put it on the field, you're not selling me. But more importantly, you're not selling scouts and GMs. Just because you have a name, you're not going to get drafted from the name.
Believe me,
Sanders.
I am no scout. I am no GM. I am not a quarterback evaluator. Manning's mechanics are all out the whack.
So fast forward this to draft in Pittsburgh, and let's say season's in now, you have two guys that you're like, and then Aller maybe three, just like season ended now, that was it. Are you confident like, oh man, they're going to be able to get that franchise guy this year?
I'm not sitting here today going there's six
breaks,
dudes.
Right,
exactly.
Exactly.
And you know what? We did 1 through 7, we ranked guys, and we put Manning 7th. I think I might want to revise that. Cade Klubnik didn't get enough hate for his performance.
Mm-mm.
He's a senior. He's at home.
Mm-hmm.
He goes 19 out of 38 with a 50% completion percentage and throws an interception. Mm-hmm. He was awful.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Oh,
yeah. And it's not like he's a freshman with all the pressures in the world like Manning.
Yep. Yep.
And I'm not making excuses for him. You got to play better. You're the guy, right? You're the chosen one. But your dad's your dad. I guess your uncles are your uncle. Your grandfather's your grandfather, stating facts here. And then you got to go on the road against defending national champions in a horseshoe.
It's a tough deal.
That's tough. That's mm-hmm. tough. But you're at home, you're Clemson, against an LSU team that all they do under Brian Kelly is lose opening games.
Yep.
And you go out there and you lay an egg like that. I don't know that we were hard enough on Cade Klubnik for that game.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, for all these guys, it's one game.
It's one game, absolutely.
So we'll see where it goes. But we're going to have to do this week in and week out.
Yeah, every mm-hmm. week.
And I don't think we learned anything about Drew Aller, and I don't know that we will until at least the Oregon game in late September.
Exactly. Aller, it's all about the high profile game.
Yeah. Yep.
The big light games. That's the only question on him. And if he wins one of those, beats Oregon, loses Ohio State, you'll be like, all right, yeah, I can do it. It's in there. Then you get a QB coach or offense coordinator. I can get it out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like Sellers, though. I like the way Sellers played. Mm-hmm. I do. I like the way Sellers played. Like you said, Nussmeier. You know, there's some other sleepers that are going to be, you know,
people
creeping in.
Yeah.
Creeping in as well. So
think about that year Baker Mayfield became number one. At the beginning of the year, he was on nobody's radar.
Zero.
Kenny Pickett, the year before, he was rated like a 5th, 6th round draft choice. So there's going to be some risers, and there's definitely going to be some fallers.
What do you make of this tweet from Chase Daniel? He said, I've been poring over Pitt film to get ready for their game on ACC Network Saturday. Mark my words, Eli Holstein will be a first-round pick at some point if he continues his trajectory and stays healthy.
I hope so. I'd love to hear that. I'm actually going to go watch the film right after this, so I'll see what he's saying.
Do you watch the film in your boxers like James Franklin does?
No, I do not watch film in the boxers. No. Shorts.
But you do watch the games on mute.
Yes. And music.
You put music on?
Yeah.
What kind of vibe are you going for?
Depends on the game.
Okay.
Mm. Depends on the game. Mm. Yeah. Yeah. Exactly.
So Steelers, Ravens, you're going some hardcore, like,
East Coast, West Coast battling rap. Yeah. Old school. I mean, just aggression. Yeah.
What does Steelers Jets get out of you then?
Steelers Jets.
I'm feeling some Kenny G after hearing Tomlin just refer to Kenneth Gainwell as Kenny G like a dozen times in the last 2 weeks.
I got to see how the first two drives go, and then it'll put me in the mood, see what mood I got to go with.
Doran said the Steelers should come out in 13 personnel. He thinks they're going to come out in 13 personnel, and you're going to see how they defend you.
Mm-hmm.
Might run a lot of that.
Why wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Why wouldn't you? Then play.
So what does 13 personnel do for your music choice?
13 personnel for my music choice.
Then I think you go J-Lo for the tight end.
Oh, I like that. There you go.
I went a long way to set that joke up.
Yes, you did.
But I'm okay with it.
Yeah, you nailed it.
All right. One more segment to go with Doug Whaley when we come back. A segment brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Matchups to look at in Steelers Jets week 1. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. One more segment with Doug Whaley. We got Doug for the last time before the Steelers and the Jets play, before the Steelers embark on this season. Jalen Ramsey, just put him straight up on Garrett Wilson.
Yeah. That's what you paid him for. Mm-hmm. Bring him in. Absolutely. And then let JPJ take number two, kind of get back in him and Slay, kind of get back and get in the groove of things, see how that triumvirate works together, get some feel there. I'm going to be interested to see how they play up front, as in, are they going to play kind of vanilla and just rush and try to keep him in the pocket? Or are they going to blitz and try to confuse him mentally? It's interesting.
Yeah.
It'll
I don't know which direction I would get. Yeah, I'd probably try to blitz a little bit.
I'm blitzing the hell out of him.
Yeah. But if he breaks through, if he shuffles to the side and eludes a blitzer, I mean, it's out the gates, though.
Katie bar the door.
That's the thing. Like, if somebody doesn't get him down, whenever they do blitz and he steps up, see ya.
Let me ask you guys this. How come the media hasn't asked Coach Tomlin the question of, you've been preaching to us about mobile quarterbacks forever. And the closest you've come to, and Kenny's mobile, but he's not dynamic like Justin Fields. And you had a guy like Justin Fields in the door, in the building.
Benched him.
And didn't even give him a competent offer. So basically what you tell us now, I don't understand why people don't ask. Like, are you just saying it to say it, or do you believe it? Because your actions show that you don't believe it. You'd rather have a 41-year-old quarterback that can't move, and you replace a mobile one with a guy that is a lot less mobile.
Maybe it's
Russell Wilson.
You know, that's what Tomlin wants, but Art wanted something different.
Mm.
And it was like, here, Mike, these are your options. And Mike's like, probably like, all right, I'll go with the 41-year-old Aaron Rodgers.
That could be it.
Hey, we don't want to pay. We don't want to pay Justin. We're not going to pay Justin Fields $20 million.
But I'd like to hear the wordsmith of him answering that question.
Mm-hmm.
That's all I'm saying. Just tell me.
We talked about it the other day in relation to these college guys. Like, who do we think Tomlin likes? I don't know. He talked about quarterback mobility all the time.
Yeah.
He took the second most mobile quarterback in the sport, didn't pay him, and brought in the least mobile quarterback.
Exactly.
In the sport.
So he is a master manipulator. I've told you this before, even right after the draft. I between him and Aaron Rodgers today, this year, I think it's going to be great for our business.
Oh, yeah. Mike Tomlin said something about confidence and getting under desks yesterday. We are in regular season form, baby, mid-season form. To answer your question, I blitz the hell out of Justin Fields. And it's probably me as a fan just giddy, because that's when you sign these corners. I want press man. I want blitzing. I want aggression. I want back atop the leaderboard in sacks. And now the Jets aren't going to be – they're not going to have their right guard. Let's go.
It should be suffocating.
Suffocate them.
Yep.
Not for real, but in the football sense, of course. This is why I listen to Kenny G, the smooth jazz to calm me down. And sometimes maybe, or maybe not, pop a Xanax during a game. All right, friends. This was fun. Doug, thank you for joining us.
Next
Steelers
week?
Going 0-1 or 1-0?
0-1. I'm going with the Jets.
Oh, wow.
The hot take.
Upset
I'm
alert.
Going with the Jets. I think it's going to be a close game. It's going to come down to a 3rd-and-2 on the +40. They're going to go all-out blitz. Justin Fields takes it to the house. Rodgers tries to get it at the end. Interception.
Wow. Well, from a radio standpoint, I don't know that you could cook it up any better than that. Fields makes the play and Rodgers doesn't, and they lose.
Like something like 15-13. Wow. Something like that.
Wow. Does West Virginia beat Ohio?
They don't cover.
They'll blow them out.
They don't cover.
They're blowing them out.
It's in Athens.
Oh, no.
I'm telling you. Don't sleep on it.
Athens, Greece, a tougher environment.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, how come?
He's friggin' there in Athens.
Well, I know this much. Off air, you haven't put your money where your mouth is. Exactly. That's all I'm saying.
Exactly.
On air, you're puffing your chest like your Twitter fingers, but let's go. Put your money where your mouth. Mm-hmm. Put your zins.
Yeah, put your zins up.
So you got Ohio plus 3.5?
Yeah.
I'll take it.
Rolls in?
Yeah.
I got a zin on it.
They're going to win by double digits. The Bobcats. Ohio. Couldn't even be Rutgers. Please. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow at 5:40. I'm sweating. Fam Weather's brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. I'm sweating because it's 81 damn degrees today. The high, low of 55, clear skies. Tomorrow, high is 71, low is 60, 75% chance of rain.